This is SNW Spotlight, brought to you by LSI. It's Tuesday, April 8th. I'm Paul Landcor with Podtech.net. We're here at the Storage Networking World Conference at the Shingle Creek Resort in Orlando, Florida. Subscribe to our coverage at snwspotlight.com or text the word SPARK to 72648 to get updates on your mobile device. Disaster recovery, backup and recovery, and business continuity have become the mantra of data center management. And with storage virtualization truly coming of age, what are the new tools that are enabling comprehensive business continuity planning? Michael Johnson investigates.
The uncertain economy, natural disasters, internal threats. It's not an easy time for the data center manager.
They are still struggling, and they have been for decades with backups.
That's Don Fout, LSI's Director of Software Marketing.
It's kind of an odd situation because the technology is there today to basically make backup and recovery become a very painless, very seamless portion of all of their applications. And storage virtualization enables that.
But with the new possibilities for the infrastructure, new solutions and new approaches have to be explored, like LSI's Storage Virtualization Manager. Doug Jury, Director of Software Business Sales at LSI, explains.
SVM is an appliance that allows you to connect into a storage area network, allows you to do premium plus features like snapshotting, migration, mirroring, copy tools and replication and things like that. It's outside the RAID controller, it plugs into the SAN itself. So it allows us to not only work with LSI storage, but with other products as well. The customers may have legacy type of products. We train customers on the differentiations between logical and physical failures.
Logical, right? Or is it physical? Jury points out the difference.
So a logical failure is as simple as an erroneously deleted file. It's a corruption. It's a virus. It's something that happened to the data itself. A physical failure, as we would expect, is a bad disk drive, a bad RAID controller, a bad cable, something physical in nature. Think about it this way. If I delete a file, I'm recovering that the same way I would if my entire RAID array failed. And to me, it doesn't make sense to treat the two exactly the same. You wouldn't do the same in your normal life. Why should you do that with your data today?
And LSI's Don Fout says that IT managers have to realize
that things aren't going to get any better. There aren't going to be any lulls in the growth of data. Complexity is not going to go away unless you're taking some sort of overt action to make things less complex or make things more simple through things like virtualization. So I need tools that'll do the abstraction for me, that'll allow me to rapidly recover applications, rapidly mirror applications, and provide a tool set that's good for any infrastructure that I may have in my environment.
For SNW Spotlight, I'm Michael Johnson in Orlando.
Green is hot. The IT industry has recently awakened on a large scale to the reality that energy efficiency usually means cost efficiency. Catherine Girardot sat down with Dave Vellante, co-founder of the Wikibon Project, and William Sauter of Berry College to talk about saving power in the data center and about how storage decisions can affect the data center's energy profile.
Very few organizations actually have a formal green initiative. And so when we found William, we said, wow, here's a great source of information. Would you be willing to share that with your peers, which is what Wikibon is all about? And he said, yeah, absolutely. So,
what's driving data centers right now to seek more power savings?
To cut cost, to be able to reinvest the savings into more projects for further advancements within the data center.
About 10% of a data center's operating budget goes to power and thermal management and cooling. And that's growing dramatically. It's projected to approach 20%. So it's really an important line item that people need to pay attention to. You don't have to overhaul your data center completely to have an impact on your energy budget. You can do some really simple things. Having said that, now, when you are re-architecting or bringing in a new data center, consolidating data centers, that's a huge opportunity to cut the energy budget.
I asked William Sauter what the biggest challenges were in overhauling Berry College's data center.
The migration from one platform to the next was a very big challenge, and making sure that we planned well enough so that we wouldn't have outages for long periods of time.
And Berry has cut its power budget by 50%
by 50%, and that's a studied number.
And how much of that has to do with new storage technology?
A lot of the physical servers that we had in place had direct attached storage, right? So we consolidated our storage, so we were able to remove that request for that power on a very large scale.
Storage is about 15% of the energy consumption in the data center, so it's probably not the place that, from a high level, that you'd start,
right?
But there are a number of things that you can do, and like you said, going from a direct attach to a SAN and supporting the virtualization, it's there, you know,
right.
Maybe not directly, but
right.
Sort of indirectly really supports that initiative, doesn't it?
A very small trade-off.
David Vellante outlines storage industry trends that can help IT shops save power.
There are a number of technology solutions, let's call them, that customers can look at. These are things like thin provisioning, deduplication, MAID, and spinning down arrays. In and of themselves, they're not a silver bullet. They're technologies, and what they're going to do is buy you more time. They're going to help you increase your utilization for some period of time, but fundamentally, it's about software. You have to be able to get rid of data. So there are numerous technologies that you'll see at the show today that can help you buy some time to really affect a data management strategy that's going to allow you to get rid of waste. It's a process, no one single answer. The technology in and of itself is never the answer. You definitely need skills, you need organizational communications. I think in the case of Green, a lot of the skills exist. In some places they don't, but a lot of them exist in facilities, and IT in facilities need to talk. Right?
Yeah.
You need to get the best of both worlds together, right, to develop a strategy. You guys are doing that at Berry, right?
Absolutely. It's imperative that you do work with facilities. And if you don't have a facilities director or in-house facilities, it's good to bring in independent contractors in that industry to help you ascertain where you need to go with that.
And I think here's where technology plays a role. Let's face it, the innovation in the storage world is done largely by the storage vendors, and they're making efforts to provide things like virtualization and thin provisioning, spin down, all those things we talked about, in a manner that's going to help reduce energy consumption. So I think the advice to customers is, when you're working with your vendors, understand what their green story is. Hold their feet to the fire. Make that part of the RFP process.
Absolutely. I wholeheartedly agree with that.
To read more about the Berry College Green Initiative, go to wikibon.org. For SNW Spotlight, I'm Catherine Girardeau in Orlando.
That does it for this edition of SNW Spotlight. In our next podcast, we talk to Raj Das of SGI about the announcement they made at Storage Networking World this week. Go to snwspotlight.com to subscribe to our programs, get a show guide for your mobile device, take part in polling questions, and look at RSS feeds and blogs from major vendors. Text Spark to 72648 to get updates on your mobile device. Join us every morning and evening for updates throughout the conference. I'm Paul Landcor from podtech.net. Thanks for listening.